Jung read Freud's writings and began corresponding with him in 1906. Reportedly, Jung and Freud hit it off so well at their first meeting that they talked for 13 hours nonstop. Freud felt that Jung was so promising that he called him his adopted son and his crown prince. He decided it would be Jung who would succeed him and lead the international psychoanalytic movement. He liked that Jung was neither Jewish nor from Vienna, like the rest of his early followers. He made him the first president of the International Psychoanalytic Association. But, as was the pattern with Freud, this friendship turned very sour. It started when Freud went to the U.S. in 1909 to give his lectures at Clark University. Jung went with him, and during the seven-week trip overseas, they began to analyze each other's dreams. At one point, Freud was holding back. He said, "But I cannot risk my authority." At that point, Jung said Freud lost his authority. Jung was also unimpressed with Freud's ability to interpret his dreams. Jung shared a dream in which he and his family were living on the second floor of a house, and he decided to explore the lower levels, where he found two skulls. Freud interpreted the dream as wish fulfillment. Jung interpreted the dream as evidence of the collective unconscious.